views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. So for the next hour, we will cover some topics from the Knowledge Book. And this week, we are going to talk about the Knowledge Book Writing Program. What is it? What does it do? And how do you do it? So the plan for this hour is, again, to review and go over the Knowledge Book Writing Program, and then, towards the end of the hour, to answer some listener questions. So again, the best way of getting your questions to me is by texting it to 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. But before we go into the nitty-gritty writing program how-tos and overview, let's talk about where we, as a planet, as the world, as humans are, and how we all got here. So when you look at our own lives, who we are today becomes a result of who we were yesterday and is also a culmination and product of all our yesterdays. So when we look at it in another way, and this is closer to the way the Knowledge Book would present it, it is that our past life was a preparation for and an investment in who we are today, okay? And when we take a longer view of things, all of our yesterdays combined with what we are doing today become the foundation and the investments made into who we will be tomorrow. So whatever books we read or have read, whatever communities we currently belong to or have belonged to, whatever teachers we currently have or previously have had, whatever practices we do, whatever churches or synagogues or temples or ashrams we have gone to or are going to, and all the experiences, positive, negative, somewhere in between, all of that, all of it become a part of our education and training medium that produces our current selves and our future selves. So again, let's take this a little longer step further. All our past lives, not only our current life, all our past lives are also preparations for and investments in the current lifetimes. We basically are born with a plan for ourselves to accomplish whatever our step is in our current evolution. And wherever we finished off in our previous lifetime, whatever evolution, consciousness, energy, frequency level we managed to succeed to be at in our previous lifetime, at our passing, that's exactly the place that we start in our current lifetimes. So again, whatever happened in our past lives, combined now with our current life plan, combined now with our current experiences, again, our investments and preparations for us becoming genuine humans. And unsurprisingly, whatever humanity as a whole has been going through, they've been going through similar situations and similar processes. However, on a mass scale, Okay, so what we were doing individually in our previous lives and lifetimes, we are currently going through, or have been going through in a similar fashion. All of humanity has been going through the same thing. So the first order of Allah was where humanity was first introduced the meditation technique in Tibet. And the purpose of that program at that time for the consciousness who were living at that particular time dimension was to draw down cosmic energies through thought power. And this was an individual program. The person sat in meditation on an individual level, and this was the system, this was the ordinance and order that was in place at that time for about 2,000 years. And the Alpha Channel at that point was over Tibet, okay? Now, some individuals in that program of meditation were able to succeed. However, for those individuals who could not succeed in this program, in other words, they were not able to draw down cosmic energies through thought power, there was another system that was devised. There was another teacher that came in. And this became the second order of Allah. And this is where Muhammad came in. So that program, that system, took the essence of the first order of Allah, added new knowledge onto it. However, it was brought in with different methods. So it was no longer a meditation per se, individual method. And this is where Moses came in with his system, his teaching system, which was same in a way with the previous order, but it came in with a different methodology. And in Moses' program, there were strict laws and guidelines. And if you know, if you remember, or if you know someone lucky enough to know someone who is currently a devotee of the program of Moses, the law was so defined that even the number of steps that someone was allowed to make on a certain day were specified. So this was the program of Moses, and it was different than meditation. However, it contained the same essence, energies, frequencies, and knowledge. And again, Moses' program was 2,000 years. And again, not quite as successful as the powers that be would have hoped to have accomplished. There came a new program of about 2,000 years. And this is where Christ came in with the love frequency in the New Testament, and the Muhammad came in with knowledge in the Quran. And where the Alpha Channel was over the Nile of Egypt at the time of Moses, the Alpha Channel was now over the Arabic Peninsula at the time of Christ and Muhammad. And these approximately 2,000 years of this order was called the third order of Allah. And again, just like our yesterdays plus today produce the tomorrow, the old orders combined with the current order was a combination of the previous order being overlaid with new knowledge and a new system. And this combined program of Christ and Muhammad was the most successful program to date. Actually, the most successful part was the part played by the love frequency coming in from the New Testament. And again, this was a complete turnover and a complete change from the previous system. And again, it contained the essence of the previous programs plus a change in method. And again, parallel to the consciousness level of the people who existed at that time period. And all of these orders will put into effect starting in different regions of our planet, because the Alpha Channel, which is actually a fixed, unchanging channel and source, was focused on different regions because the world is then tilted. So where it falls changes over time. So the source is always the same. However, the area where the new teachings are coming into effect are different. So again, every period, every system, has a very specific time frame and methodology. There is a beginning of a program, there is a middle of a program, and there is an end to every program and every system. And every program, every system has very specific operations and ordinances. And each specific methodology is actually geared for the social consciousness of the humanity that is living at that particular point of time. When we finished the third 2,000-year program, which was the end of the third order of Allah, also at that same time we finished the reincarnation program, and we also finished the religious programs. And all those previous 6,000 years that we've been living through and going through the education and training that those programs provided for us allowed us now to be born at this time frame that allowed us to be here in the fourth order of Allah. And again, we're going through a completely different change in the style of the system, the ordinance and order. And again, whatever is being given now is specifically designed for the humans of this time frame to be able to succeed in the current training and education process prepared for us. And therefore, this current process, which is again going to be a process of 2,000 years, it is specifically designed to prepare us for and convey us to the golden age and the path of light. So, as many of you already know, we are now in a very accelerated evolution program. Things are not going quite as slowly as they used to because time is short. So this evolutionary, accelerated evolution program started in 1900, which is the 20th century. And this time frame will end in the 23rd century. And this is known as the cosmic age. And this is also the time that the previous sacred texts have classified and named the resurrection. And what is going on right now, and the process that we are undergoing right now, is harvesting of the seeds that were sown long ago. So we are now in the middle of a selection process. If you look at what's going on in the world today, the fires that are raging on the west coast of the United States, to the point where people in Oklahoma can't breathe, the children have a really hard time breathing because of the fine particulates produced by the fires in Montana. Look at the floods in Texas. Look at the hurricanes going through Puerto Rico, going through Florida, going through the Caribbean. This is just our part of our corner of the world. Look what's going on everywhere. So this is the days that were told to us about, and the process that's going on is a selection process. Now, even though the system today is different than the previous systems, however, it does not negate any of the previous systems that were in place or the programs that were in place in the last 6,000 years. Actually, it's just the opposite. Because humans have this propensity, has this knack of misinterpreting and misapplying what we are given, it kind of comes back and says, listen, guys, you kind of, missed out a little bit here, when we said this is actually what we meant. And when we told you to do this, this is actually what was supposed to be done, not what you did. So it puts everything back on track, and it gives us very specific programs for the human that exists right now in this time frame. And that human will succeed as long as the path that is designed is understood and followed. Now, one of the specific techniques for evolving us on the fast track was discussed last week, and that was the reading program. And today we will be discussing the writing program. Now, these are done individually, or it can also be done as part of a group. So there are individual programs and there are group programs that are described in the knowledge book and further described as humans change, programs change. So currently we have different We have different guidelines and different ways of doing things than we did before. So the individual programs are the reading program and the writing program, as I had said. Now, the group programs are the councils, are the reflection focal points, are the writing program of the focal point studies. There are the flower programs of the totalities of 18. Each one of them is different from what we had been doing up till now in the 6,000 years prior to now. But at the same time, it has the same essence and the same purpose. And where we were reading before, we are reading now. Where we were studying before, we were studying now. Where we're doing specific practices before, we are doing them now as well. But it's all designed for us to be able to succeed. Now, before we cover the writing program in details, let's take a short break. And you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. When we come back, we will continue with the Knowledge Book Writing Program. What is it? What does it do? And how do you do it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful, personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-451. 0404.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek, and I am Marge Potasek. We are talking about the Knowledge Book Writing Program. Previously, we were talking how we got to where we got to, which is today. And I will be talking about the nitty-gritty knowledge book writing program. What is it? What does it do? And how do you do it? But before we get underway, just to remind you that the best way to get your questions answered is to text the questions to 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. You can text them to me now. We could also text them during the week. And this way, and you could also text me any topics you would like to cover, like us to cover during this time frame. So, what is the writing program? And actually, it's very simple and easy. You literally copy the knowledge book exactly as it is. A lot of times people would say, what do you mean you write the knowledge book? When you're reading the knowledge book, do you write a book? Do you become an author? Is that what's going on? And I say, no, you basically literally copy the text of the book in your own handwriting into some kind of a paper that you choose with a pen. And when the guidelines for writing are followed, then that allows the person who is doing this writing program to most efficiently absorb the beta energies into our bones that the writing program provides. So what do you need? Okay. Well, number one, you need the knowledge book. Number two, you need a paper. Number three, you need a pen, and you need a place to write. So let's cover this step by step and see where that gets us. Okay, so the knowledge book. Well, that can be obtained through our website. And the website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. When you go to that URL and then scroll down to the bottom of any page, there is going to be a teal section at the bottom of that page. And in that teal section, there will be four columns. There are four columns. If you look at the top of the second column, there will be words that say, buying the book online, click here. So do exactly that. You click there, and you are brought to the knowledge book purchase page, and you can obtain the knowledge book using a credit card or PayPal account. Should you wish to obtain a knowledge book using a money order or a check, then email the contact information, which is mmjp99@gmail.com. And this is marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. And we will send you a form to fill out, and it could be done that way. If you're in the New York City area, you can stop by and pick something up, and we can make arrangements. And again, text or call 973-787-7035. Okay, so now you've got the knowledge book. What else do we need? We need paper. So the type of paper that you are using is completely up to you. You can use loose leaf paper, you can use journal notebooks, you could use spiral notebooks, whatever kind of paper. Some people use printing paper for the printers that are used, which are blank. You can use paper that is lined, you can use paper that is unlined. The choice of paper is completely yours. The thing that you need to be careful of is to make sure that the paper is thick enough not to bleed through the ink to the other side. If you bought a lot of very thin paper, then the recommendation is to write only on one side of the page, okay? So, however, the most important thing is the ink and the order of copying as far as making sure that the writing is actually being registered. So when the knowledge book mentioned, when I was reading the knowledge book for the first time, that it mentioned that we are to write the knowledge book, and they gave some benefits, which were the benefits that were given at that particular point in time, not now. I had a very fancy pen, a Cloisonné ballpoint pen that I had received as a gift. It was a beautiful pen, so I thought it was really appropriate since it was beautiful and this is a very important book, and I wanted to show respect to the book and what I was doing, so I chose that pen to write. But after a few chapters of writing, it kind of didn't feel so great. I didn't know what I was doing, why I was doing it, so I stopped. And then, of course, I went to Turkey in November for the first time in 2008. And the first question that I was asked was, did you start writing? And I said, yeah, I did. But, you know, I stopped because it just didn't feel right. So then the person asked me to show the pen that I was writing with. So when I did show the pen, that's when I was told, well, wrong pen. It's ballpoint and it's blue ink. It ain't going to work. So lesson number one, no ballpoints or gels or any solid inks. The ink needs to be a liquid black ink, like a fountain pen, a Pilot Precise pen, etc. So right now they even have disposable fountain pens. They have, Pilot also has pens that has cartridges that you could use so you don't have to throw the entire outer casing of the pen out. You just use a cartridge to fill in, to insert, and you continue writing. So again, the most important thing is that this is a liquid ink, black ink, like a fountain pen, to do the writing with. So because I was given this information, the rest of the time I spent asking questions. So what kind of pen? What, where, who, what, how, whatever. Anyway, while I was there, I purchased a pen that was okay. I purchased my ink. I got my notebooks in Turkey. I asked a lot of questions so I knew exactly what to do and how to do it. And came home, and I was ready to write. And I was ready to write following the recipe, writing recipe that I was given. So when I came home on November the 2nd, 2008, I started writing. And the difference was amazing. Once I started to draw the six emblems, which is what I did previously with the ballpoint pen, everything changed. And it seemed as if I had become encased in a quiet zone and kind of became separate from the surrounding environment. The only thing I could compare it to is basically like being in a very heavy snowfall. And if you remember what a heavy snowfall feels like, it's quiet. Everything is kind of, the noise level goes down. Everything gets quiet and peaceful. And you're still in kind of like in your own little world, separated from everybody else. So this is the effect that I had when I started writing correctly, with the correct pen, with the correct procedure. Now, it seems to be an exaggerated effect because not many people have the same kind of feeling as when they started to write. So my current theory about this whole thing is that the effect on me, I think, was exaggerated to make sure that I understood that when I follow the guidelines, the effect will be there. And I have the propensity to basically go my own way and do my own thing. So I think the system needed to tell me, or the celestial authorities needed to show me, really show me how important it is to follow someone else's instructions as opposed to what my own are. Okay, so this is, and then we coming to the procedure. Now the procedure maybe we can cover when we come back from break. This is a good time to go to break. So I'm Marge Potasik, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. So let's stop for now, and we will continue once we come back to go into the actual procedure of writing the knowledge book.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik, and I am Marge Potasik. So we've been talking about the writing program. What is it? What does it do? And how do you do it? And we stopped at me getting this baseball bat over the head reaction when I actually was reusing the right pen and the right procedure to start writing the knowledge book. So, and we stopped as to how do you actually do it? What is the procedure of doing the writing? And again, texting for questions is 973-787-7035, 973-787-7035. So what is the actual procedure? You've got the book, you've got your pen, you've got your paper, everything is set up. So what happens? You're actually literally copying the knowledge book in your own handwriting, starting with not the very beginning, not the title sheet, not anything that's written in there, not trying to duplicate the picture of Ataturk that's in there. You start with the six emblems that are the cover of Fascicle 1, which is Chapter 1. And you continue writing, copying everything as it is until you finish with Fascicle Supplement 7. So you copy capitals as capitals, lowercase as lowercase, whatever spacing it is, whatever diagrams there are in there, all of it in your own handwriting. So again, the procedure is, number one thing that you write is the first page that contain the six emblems. And you write, you draw these six emblems on the first sheet, okay? Then on the second sheet of paper, you would put the date that you started to draw the six emblems, and then your full legal name, whatever that legal name you have. You may have nicknames, you may have other names, but it's the legal name you have in your passport or in your driver's license. And then you continue copying. On the upper right-hand corner will be the something that says 1984, first month, fascicle 1. So you copy that, and then you start writing with the first message, that message of the chapter, and that is that the title is In the Name of the Preeminent or Merciful. And then you copy the next paragraph and the next paragraph and the next paragraph. If there you meet up with a diagram, you write the diagram at that particular point in time. And you continue to copy step by step, word by word, all the way through until you finish writing the entire book. This, however, does not need to be done at one sitting. Just to let you know. So everything is done in a sequential order, meaning you do the emblems first, then the first chapter, which is the first fascicle, then the second fascicle, then the third fascicle, then the fourth, so on down the line until you finish with the 55 fascicles, and then you have the 7 supplements. So that's it. It is not done where, well, you know, I feel like writing fascicle 55 today, so I'll do that. And then, well, the next year, feeling, you know, I feel like a 7 today. Maybe I'll write fascicle 7. Ain't gonna work. Just like the reading program is a sequential order of reading, the writing program is also sequential order of writing, because the knowledge book works that way. It gives you something that's little, and slowly it expands and expands and expands, and you gradually get accustomed to the higher and higher energies that are contained in the latter part of the book. And when you do it this way, you do it safely, and everything proceeds the way it's supposed to, and everything is great. So, the other thing that you need to keep in mind is most likely your handwriting was not going to match the type size, the font size that's in the book that you're copying from. So don't worry that you can't fit an entire page of the book on your own individual page that you're writing on, okay, the paper that you're writing on. However, if you're coming in and you see a page number, even that page number, even though that page number may be in the middle of your handwritten notebook, do put the page number in, because that allows you to double check that you've included all the pages, and in case you drop these pages on the floor, you know exactly what the order to put them back together again, in case that happens, okay? This is if you have loose leaf pages. Okay, and then if you made a mistake and you notice it right away, then you just put one single line through it, and if you notice it immediately, write the correction next to the crossed out word or sentence. Or if you notice it later, then you write the correction on top of the word or the sentence that you have made the mistake with. And then you continue on writing. It is important not to use any correction fluid, because eventually, over time, that correction fluid flakes off and your mistake remains. There are many diagrams in the knowledge book. All of them contain their own specific energies and frequencies, and they should be drawn in your own handwriting, but you do have the option of tracing them. Some people use tracing paper, some people use light boxes, and they trace lightly in pencil, and then they overwrite them, the traced diagram, in ink, in their handwriting. And again, there's a different procedure to go over when you made a mistake in a diagram. You cross the mistake out, and then you draw this diagram on a separate sheet of paper, and then you overlay the correction over the crossed out diagram that you've made before, and that way everything is okay and you've got the correct diagram in there. So this is it. That's the procedure. Number one, you start at the first fascicle, the 6 emblems of the first fascicle, copy everything sequentially as it is, all the way to the end. And that's it. So, where do I write? Is there a specific location where I need to write? The best way is to actually write in your own residence and always in the same room. And this is done not during the time that somebody else could possibly be reading or writing. And if someone else in that household is also reading or writing the knowledge book, then you need to leave at least 30 minutes in between one person stopping and another person starting. So this way, the magnetic fields don't overlap. And if magnetic fields overlap or interfere with each other, then that writing is not registered and the benefit is not accrued by the person who is writing or the person who is reading. So again, it's best to be in your own home, in your own room, and just paying attention to the text that is being copied. So in the reading program, it is the consciousness, it is the thought process, that is the brain that is actually critical in absorbing the energies and frequencies and knowledge during the reading program. Yes, the reading program does affect our bodies, but it's the consciousness that is the predominant absorber of those energies and frequencies. When the writing program is done, it is done without thinking. The thought process is cut off, shut down. And this is where the body is then able, the bones are then able to absorb and draw the omega dimension energies to make our body stronger and to be able to withstand higher and higher energies and frequencies that will be given from the programs of the knowledge book and that are also being given to our planet. Once you finished copying fascicle number 7, supplement 7, then you would sign and put the date of the day you finished writing on that page, okay? And that's it. That's the procedure. That's how you write. It is not rocket science. It's simple to follow. And the one thing I wanted to add is that as you are writing, the best, if you need to go somewhere, if you schedule something and you need to check and see how long it takes you to write a particular section or write a page or whatever, in which case you have a gauge. So when you write and you need to stop to write, then the best place to stop writing is with the signature that is at the end of a section. Okay? All right. So now we are, oh goodness, already at the fourth break. So now it is time to go for break, and when we come back, we'll address listener questions. So once again, come back. Text number is 973-787-7035. We'll be back after a short break and take listener questions.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Patazian. I can't believe we're at the last segment. Where has the time gone? And we've been talking about the Knowledge Book Writing Program. What is it? What does it do? And how do you do it? And again, now we'll be you answering listener questions. And again, telephone number for texting is 973-787-7035. So the first question that I got was, what are the differences of individual writing or in a study group? Counsel, flower, totality of 18, reflection, focal point. Okay, the process I've described and gone over is the writing program that is done and the method that is used to do the writing, whether you're doing the writing individually on your own or writing as being part of a group. In terms of writing individually on your own, then you have no time limit to write. Of course, keeping in mind that the best and you get an A plus and star, those are my words, but the system says that you have met your responsibility if you finish writing in 6 months. However, the time frame for finishing writing is different depending on the group that you belong to. For a totality of 18 and a flower program that's connected to the totality of 18, then you need to finish writing in 6 months. In a council, a flower that's connected to a council, a person who's writing individually as part of the focal point writing program, or a member of a council, they need to finish writing in 62 weeks. It generally works out to be a fascicule a week. Okay? So that's the difference. You have a difference in time limits. In terms of what the effects are, when you're writing individually, this is the writing. If we remember at the beginning, we were saying that with the third order of Allah, the reincarnation program was finished. And so that means for those individuals who have graduated from the third order of Allah, from the religious dimension, that right now there is no more reincarnation for them. And when you write individually, then you are earning yourself another incarnation right. In other words, having the chance, because you came into this planet with the purpose, because everyone volunteered to be here with the purpose of working with the knowledge book and finishing up their program, meaning the fourth order of Allah program, finishing our exit program to allow us to graduate to the advanced dimensions. So you have the option, more or less, to basically to choose to just write in this particular lifetime and leave the exit program to your next lifetime after you're finished writing, or do the exit program this lifetime, and then you'll be writing in a group. And when you're writing individually, you're basically absorbing the omega beta energies into your bodies, into your bones. And that's preparing you for the advanced dimensions. And as being part of a flower, a council, a totality of 18 reflection focal point, You are not only building up your own magnetic field and building up your own body, when you're writing in a program, you are joining the magnetic field that is now shared with the three people in that group or the 18 people in that group. Actually, that's different. The three people in the group in a council. So you're building up that group's magnetic field. And previously, for those individuals who knew about the writing program maybe 5 years ago, at that time, whoever wrote the knowledge book, when they joined a council or formed a council, they didn't have to write the knowledge book again. However, this time around, in spite of the fact that you've finished writing, but you finished writing individually, now that you are going into a different magnetic field and need to be included in that new magnetic field of the three people that is combined, all the people who are in the council need to write the book. Okay, so that's that. Is there a specific time you need to start writing? Yes, yesterday. This, I guess, arises from the fact that the reading program officially starts on February 19th. The writing program starts at any time. If you're writing individually, if you're part of a study like a council, a flower, Totality of 18, or reflection focal point studies, then you write after you have registered in that study. So all the registrations take place on a Tuesday. So when you register, let's say if you're registering tonight, if you register today, then you would start writing fascicle number one. If this is a new council that you're registering to, you'll be writing fascicle one starting today. Okay, not before you register, you start writing after you register. I can fully concentrate even in a noisy restaurant. So why do I have to be alone to write? Okay. The reason why we read when we're alone in the old program, right now with the new revised edition, latest edition of the knowledge book, we don't have to read alone. However, all of us have some varying degrees of the strength of our magnetic fields. Some people with a weak magnetic field can get disturbed by wind. They could get disturbed by noise in the street. They could get disturbed by other people entering their space. So it's best to write on your own to build up your own magnetic field, and this way you'll get the full benefit of the writing that you are doing. And if you're going to be spending as many hours as you'll be spending in writing the knowledge book, you might as well get the best benefit from that writing. Currently, Mrs. Chirac said that we'll be writing more and more, because apparently we are not absorbing enough of the energies that the knowledge book can give us. So the more optimal the conditions are, then the better time that is being used more efficiently and the more benefit we will be getting to getting this done. Okay. Do I need to join a group to start writing? No, you can start writing on your own. There is no such thing as too much writing. And in fact, if you want to form a group, if you start writing, then it's up to you. However, any writing that you do automatically makes your magnetic field that much stronger. And you are then able to attract those people that you need in order to form a council or form a program. Okay. So what is the purpose of the writing program is another question. The purpose is to absorb the energies, the specific energies of Omega into our bones. And that strengthens our bodies in a different way. And this is what will allow us to be conveyed to the next higher dimension, to the advanced dimensions. So up to a certain point, we do the work ourselves. This is up to the seventh dimension of any particular dimension, a seventh layer of any particular dimension. However, after a certain point, we get carried, we get conveyed to the next dimension, and getting and being in the eighth and ninth layers of that dimension allows us to be taken from where we are to the next dimension. Okay, so this is why we are writing, for us to be able to be conveyed from the dimension that we are in the world, to the advanced dimensions, from the fourth order of Allah to the path of light and the golden age. Okay, so we don't have that much time left. I don't know where the time has gone. Just want to remind everyone that we do have a focal point every Saturday at 7:30 in the evening. However, we do ask guests to arrive at 7. The time and location is listed on our website. And there will be an introductory conference that is held at the same location where the focal point is being held on September the 28th at 7:30. And again, that will be listed on www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. And of course, we still are offering the chapters for as free chapters if you email us. Okay? So again, please do continue to send in the questions and requests for topics that we may cover. We will cover the questions we didn't have time for today next week. And join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Patazic. And please do call us to schedule a conference in your city and get answers about the Knowledge Book and its studies. So humanity's verdict is in humanity's hand. And as the Knowledge Book states, and Mrs. Chinnock often reminds, you are the ones who will save the world. Thank you.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Patasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.